ti eradie wo so
eradie wo so
ah
no no
ya
kasi
yeah oh ya
lati
se
wo o yo di ma fo
oh no no
pe di amaye
ampara
oh yo ka ma fo
For us Ghanaians to believe and to know and mark it that we serve a covenant keeping God, that the Lord has covenanted with us that healing is the food of the children of God. Therefore, I want you to be rest assured that truly and indeed, if God said he will heal our land. He is not a man to lie. Neither is he a son of man to change his mind concerning that by his stripes we are healed. I want to encourage us, those living in fear, those of us living in panic, and those of us who have lost our loved ones. I want to stand with you in prayer and in the assurance that it is lifted. The hand of God will lift this coronavirus from Ghana and from the land. We will occupy our land, be good in it. I prophesy into the land of Ghana and the four corners of this earth that by the voice and the arm of God, this thing shall lift. Surely it shall be an accelerated lifting that we will occupy and fear will leave us. And for those of you who's lost family members through this terrible, terrible, terrible disease, may God comfort you. May the hand of God give you rest. It is difficult to lose a loved one. And it is easy for us to stand and say it is well. But I want to encourage you that we shouldn't mourn like those who don't have hope. But we should mourn like those who have hope in the Lord. I bring you assurance that God hasn't left us. And for those of us in the queues, in the supermarkets, and those of us who don't even have hope, that where is the next feed coming from? May God bring you a divine helper. May God bring you somebody who will help you. May you get that which you are looking for. And in these 2 weeks, I want to admonish us that we would adhere to the directions from the president, that we will stay home and keep other people safe. He is a solid ground for us to stand on. We stand in unity and with Ghana and we say shalom. Father, this morning I worship you, I bring you praises, and I lift your name. May you walk through me, speak through me, let your hand rest on me. And oh God, bless everybody from Christ Life and outside Christ Life who has tuned in. And I pray that my word that you've given to me shall be a blessing unto them. In Jesus' name. And if we're in church, I will say, and all the saints said, amen. And once you are at home, all the saints said, amen. What is my topic this morning? I told you, church, that we are still continuing with the month of covenant. This is the last morning and the last Sunday of the month. Wow, what a day to covenant with God. Our topic for next month, this donkey. I can't wait to preach that message. This donkey. The theme is all about Jesus. The man Jesus. But I will speak on donkeys. And what do I mean by these donkeys? Donkeys like us that are not needed. Donkeys like us that think that we have retired. We have been forgotten about. I'll come with a series. 5 series of this donkey. And I will explain the series to you. For you to know that God hasn't finished with you. And you are not useless. But this morning, I want to focus on the covenant of children. the covenant of children. We are in a dispensation where if God is not with you to bring up your children, to bring up your child in a godly way, to bring up your child is very difficult. During our times, there was only one thing that used to entertain us, TV. You watch Osofu Danzi. I mean, we sisters, children, and the 70s, 80s, we will watch Obra, we will watch Kwashe, we will watch other movies. Cartoon was Tom and Jerry, and Popeye the Sailor Man. These were the cartoons we used to watch, and they used to educate us. But these days, there are so many things via the internet, peer pressure in school, that if we don't give call to our children and covenant to God for our children's sake, we will miss out. We are busy. We don't have time. We haven't apportioned some time for our children. We just get up in the morning, run to work, and work keeps us till we come back. Some of us, by the time we get home to our children, they are in their bed, they are asleep. And by the time they get up in the morning, mommy is gone, daddy is gone. We've left our children to be brought up by nannies, by house helps, and we have forgotten the core of which our children was given to us. My Bible says that in the book of Genesis, God gave us that we should go, we should reproduce after our own kind. Therefore, I speak to those who are not reproducing. I speak to their part of this covenant that if you want to have children, you must have children. If God blesses you to have children, you must have them. But if there is something that is preventing you from going the way that God gave us from the Bible, then I dare tell you that the covenant of God is not working for you. And my prayer for you is that by the time I'm done, the covenant of children will be made manifest to your life. I speak to barren wombs. I speak to wombs that can't reproduce. I speak to sterile men. I speak to low sperm count. I speak to men that want to have children and yet can't have children. This morning, I came by your way to remind you that we serve a covenant-keeping God. Who will look over his covenant to perform it. He said in Genesis 9, the verse 7, that ye shall be fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Therefore, bringing birth or being fruitful is part of God's instruction and is part of God's divine covenant. Therefore, if something is preventing you, be it a sickness, we serve a God who heal it. If it's fibroid, it has a name, but the name God is elevated above all other names. Therefore, by the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow. That means if it's fibroid, it can bow. If it blocked tubes, it can bow. If it's low sperm count, Jesus can do it. But after I'm done with you, expect a miracle of the fruit of the womb. Expect a miracle. I have known women who have come to us who don't have tubes, whose tubes are 10. Doctors have told them all things, and we have believed God. Some have 3 children, some are on their way having 4 children. And I trust that the same God who did it for us can do it for you. You place your hand on your womb when I lift up prayer and remind God of his covenant. The Lord, I'm your child, I'm your daughter, I'm your son. I really want to have children, but I cannot, maybe medically, some of it is spiritually. I stand in the name of Jesus and I declare, and I'm able to tell you that he is able. He is able. Church, God in heaven is able. What do I mean by covenanting to God concerning your children? All children given to us are children of covenant. And my foundation is in Genesis 9, the verse 7, that we should be fruitful. But unfortunately, God gives us children and we think the children are ours. We forget that when we go home to God, God will let us account for every child that he gave to us. Not all children are the same. Their characters will vary. Their ability to learn will vary. The way they carry themselves will vary. But I want you to know that children are gifts. They are a gift from God. Psalm 127. It is a gift that God gave to us. And I want you to go back with the understanding that God would demand them from you. Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. Other version says they are a gift of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Therefore, if you are here and you have children, if you are listening to me and you have children that you have left, you are not looking after, you are not bringing them up properly in the things of the Lord, you are not showing them the way, pointing the way of God to them, then you are going contrary to how and why God gave us children. They are a reward, they are a heritage. They say of the Lord. That means it belongs to the Lord and he gave them to us temporarily. What are you doing for your children? How are you looking after your children? These days, I'm sorry, I will step on certain feet, forgive me. All we know is to give to our children physically. My child wants an iPhone. Some of us, our children are having phones that are much older than them. Why am I saying that? The phone is much older than your child. We are giving them toys. I don't even know some of the names that are costing us millions of cedis. We are traveling with them on holidays, but we are not checking the fundamental issues, the God factor that at the end of the day will make them somebody in the Lord. You can give your child school, you can give him knowledge physically, but when you don't give him godly knowledge, all the things you are doing for them ends up as nothing. Thank God that we have godly parents who are ready to forsake everything and bring their children up. We provide, we give them nice clothing. The latest trainers that come, we buy for them. Some of us, we give our children beautiful cars to drive. But we've forgotten about the aspect of training. The Bible says, bring up your child the way he should go in the Lord, and he shall not depart away from it. We should give our children God. Train up a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, the verse 6. It is difficult. I'm not saying it's easy. I have two children myself, one teenager. It is very difficult. But when you allow God to install in you, say kingdom wisdom. Say it after me, kingdom wisdom. Repeat it, godly wisdom. I pray for you that if you're a parent and you don't have kingdom wisdom, you don't have godly wisdom, may God, as I stretch forth my hand, impart into your hand, your head, wisdom. Wisdom of not on this earth, but wisdom from heaven. May you have a discerning spirit. I pray it in you so that you can discern and know who your child is. It is a time for us to stand together as parents, to bring up our children in a godly way, to train them. Are we really training our children? Back gone are the days, our times, and we call it archaic. The way our parents brought us up, most of our parents don't know God like we do now, but they did a better job. They did a very good job with us. What are we doing to our children now? We've thrown the Bible away and we are looking at the telly. 10 steps into bringing your children up, 25 steps, and some are even going on the internet how to bring up your child. I'm not saying it's an error. It's good. Why don't you add the Bible to it? Why? There is this story in the Bible, Samson, a child that God gave by covenant, a child that God gave by prophetic word. And you see, it was easy for the parents of Samson to bring him up because he came with a manual. They had no business making a mistake with Samson. The angel appeared to Mona's wife. He doesn't have a name, but the husband's name is there. And he said that you are going to get pregnant, the child that you've yearned for. I'm coming to announce to you that God has heard your prayer. He's bringing you a child. But do not cut his hair. He shouldn't eat anything fermented. He didn't drink anything. They gave them specific instructions that they should go. But I believe Samson being an only child, Samson being a child that came with a promise and a covenant, I think they overpampered Samson. Samson in TGI. Don't go there, Samson will go. Don't marry from this. I beast my mind that Samson kept going to Philistine, the place that he was supposed to go and overpower. He went and he was looking for love in that place. Go and deliver them. They didn't say go and stay there and get out of your destiny. Most of us parents are not directing our children there. We are bringing them up like Samson. And if you do that, the purpose, every child is born with a purpose. Every child is born with a reason. And every child is born with a godly destiny. When we don't do that, we are letting our children come out of the purpose for which they were born and the destiny that they carry. I will indulge you, parents. I crave for your attention that you will listen to heaven. You open the Bible and go by the way of the Bible, and we shall bring up godly children who will not mar society, who will not be a detriment to society, who will not be chaos to the society. Church, if we don't build our children up in the Lord, they shall become a menace to this country and to society. And that was something. Instead of delivering the children of God, he rather became a victim. And most of us, if we don't covenant with God concerning our children, instead of them being a blessing to us, they shall be victims in their homes. We will grow up still feeding them. We will grow up still giving our money to them. In our old age, they will not know how to look after us. In our old age, there will be a canker in our home. And that was Samson. A good deliverer. Somebody who was born out of the womb to deliver ended up being used as a comedian. Bible says they took his eyes off. And when it was time for them to worship their gods, look at the exchange. Somebody who the gods were supposed to bow out, now he was making concert, party, comedy for the gods. Anytime they gathered to worship their god, and it was an annual feast, they called Samson once a deliverer, but bad upbringing without the Lord ended him up entertaining those that he was supposed to rule. My prayer for us is that we will spend money to take our children to good schools and not give them godly knowledge. And instead of them being a blessing to our family and to this our land, Ghana, they will end up somewhere that we don't want and we don't appreciate. Samson became an entertainer, a blind entertainer, entertaining the people of Philistine before their God. Is that what you want your child to do? That you will leave the biblical aspect. You will leave putting your foot down. Do you know some of us parents, we are afraid of our own children. We can't tell them the truth. When they go wrong, we can't tell them they are wrong. Even when their teachers want to draw your attention, you rise and defend your child. Oh, my child can never do that. My child can never do that way. My child can never behave that way. Do you know some of us do that? Instead of you listening to the teacher and maybe studying and praying into what the teachers are saying, that they said my child is like this, they said my child is like that. Father God, if it's the truth, I pray, maybe your child is called Kojo, I pray Kojo out of that character. You lay hands on your child, you anoint them, the anointing destroy the yokes. You give them communion. You tell them you cannot do this. Once you are my child, once you are, I'm a godly woman, I'm a Christian woman, I'm a Christian father, this is not the way to go. I anoint you. Then maybe they will not stop that character, but as they forge on, as they move on, as they grow, I haven't seen anyone who has dedicated his children to God and God has forsaken the family before. No! The They will seem to be wayward. You see that they are not listening to you. But one day, the hand of God will touch them. One day, the miracle of God will turn souls around unto the Lord. Don't give up. So don't stop praying. That wayward child, that drug addicted child, that prostitute child, that child who sleeps with men and sleeps with women, I pray that God can touch that person. He is God and there is nothing impossible to him. Don't give up as they are reporting your children to you, as they are saying your child is like this. Don't defend them blindly. Go into the closet. Have a time with God. Go on a retreat concerning our children and your children. And by all means, they shall be your testimony. You will turn around and encourage another mother who is going through that and say, oh, my son used to be worse. My daughter used to be worse, but you know what? I found God. I didn't stop praying. Don't be like the parents of Samson who will give up on him and let him end up a prisoner, an entertainer, instead of being a deliverer. God created him a big person, but bad upbringing misdirected the life of Samson. My prayer for our children, my prayer for us, that we will not by our faults and our mistake, our ungodliness, misdirect the destiny of our children. May God forbid. May he forbid. May God forbid. May God forbid. But that is not all. They had forgotten that God didn't need much hair of Samson to deliver him again. My Bible says the hair of Samson has started growing. I speak to a parent who doesn't know what to do with their children. There is a little hair. There is a little hair. There is a little hair that God needs. God doesn't need much. God needs the little. Rise up. You don't need 3 hours prayer. You need that little hair. That little prayer. Rise up, Papa. Rise up, Mother. And don't give up. There's little hair on Samson was able to deliver him at the last day. Much more, it's unfortunate that he killed much people. That he could have killed more. But that day, he just killed a little number of people. But it was much in the eyes of the Lord then. Considering Samson's state, what am I trying to say? Most of our children can do much more. But because we love them and didn't give them to God, they do limited things. But I pray that the fountains will burst forth. The heavens will burst forth. And our children will do much more. I prophesy to you. You are the father of much more. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You are the mother of much more. Don't give up. Maybe I'm ministering to a woman whose child or children have gone wayward. Drug addicts. Thieves. Prostitutes. Wayward, name but a many, and you don't know what to do with him. This morning, I'm giving you the opportunity to go on your knees and covenant with God and ask God that, God, if you are the one who gave me these children, if you are the one who blessed me with the fruit of the womb, the last time I read my Bible, tell God that my Bible said that children are a gift from God. And they are a blessing. So God, if children are a gift and they are blessings, then Father, I demand that you give me a blessing. Proverbs 17. Children are a crown of children's children are the crown of old men. And the glory of children are their fathers. Wow. That means grandparents too have to be proud of their children. Our mothers have to see their grandchildren and they must be crowned on their heads. Before you get a crown of good child bringing, before you get a crown, you need to be very prayerful and very firm. Put your foot down. Don't be afraid to tell your children that this is a Christian home and you can't do this here. How many of us are able to pinpoint to our children and tell them that you are my mother's crown? You are grandpa's crown. You are grandma's crown. We are a praying family. Everybody is going this way. In your eyes, it's right. But my baby, my daughter, my child, my son, it's unfortunate that once you come from this home, you cannot go that way. Make their grandparents proud of them because they are their crown. I didn't say it, Proverbs said it. Are you able to differentiate? When people see your children, are they able to say, oh, this one comes from this home? Oh, they see their children and they ask, is this really a Christian child? When we see our brothers and sisters, Muslim children, nobody will have to tell that they are Muslim children. The way they are dressed even shows. How are your children dressed? How are they behaving? Gone are the days that visitors will come and our mothers will just use their eyes and we know that it's not in our place to be there. Gone are the days that your mother's slippers, her walking alone will tell you that you are in the wrong. And she wouldn't have to raise her voice. Her slippers, her eyes, her body language will tell you that you've done something wrong. Oh, you will love Sir Wapenso, my mother. Her slippers alone will tell you that you are wrong. Many of us, as half selves, are not in our homes. Our home cannot function because our girl children cannot rise and be the custodian of their homes. Have you told your girl children that they will be married in future and they to be up to them and not the house help to take care of their children and their homes? Are you directing your boy child to treat women well? How is your boy child treating you as a mother? If you don't teach them to treat women well, the godly way, not about jumping into bed with them, but they can be in a relationship, nurture a relationship without sex. Are you teaching your male children that way? That, oh, I want you to treat women. They are a glory. They are your shade. They are the crown of yourself. How are you letting your boy child treat the household? Charity begins at home. Charity begins from home. Can we teach our male children to take care of women, to glorify women? Can we teach them and let them know that women are the apple of God's eyes and that they must be treated rightly? So when they grow, it's not difficult. They are not afraid to pamper their wives. They are not afraid to train their wives or to love their wives in a certain way. Are your grandparents very proud of your children, your parents? They are their crown. They are their glory of old men. And the glory of children are their fathers. Wow. Wow. Some of us women, we make a mistake. When our husbands are trying to put our children on the right thing, and you are arguing in front of your children. No. If you have a beef, let the children go. Iron it out. And women who discuss their husbands with their children, and this is what your father did to me, it is none of their business. Stop selling your husbands to your children. If you have a problem with your husband, he married you. He did not marry your children. You made them grow up hating their fathers. That is why on Father's Day, fathers are not celebrated. But I celebrate my father, GM upon, I salute him. They are very good men in this land, if you don't know. They are very good fathers. They make mistakes with us, yes. But it's an ungodly way to discuss your husband negatively with your children. And you don't know your father. This is what your father did to me. And this is why I'm the one who pays your school fees. Oh, please. Bible said you are helpmeet. So if you are meeting a need in the house, it doesn't make your husband useless. Oh, I know some women will disagree with me, but I beg to differ. They are the crown of glory to old men. Will our parents see our children and say, good, the way I brought you up, you are doing the same with your children. And maybe you are doing much more. We have God, so it should be easier for us. Jesus knew his agenda. So when him and the father went on a trip, Charlie, when they realized the boy had been left behind in the temple, doing that which he was supposed to do. I say every child came into this land with a purpose. Jesus' purpose was concerning the temple. So when they went back looking for him, he was there. Teaching old men God has given us. He said, for the children that I've given to you, they are not foolish children. They are not useless children. They are for signs and wonders. Christian mothers, Christian fathers, hey, I say our children are for signs and wonders. I prophesy into your life. May God make your child a wonder. May God make your child a sign. Some of us think it's money that will make our children happy. No, there are children from very, very, very rich homes that are miserable, that have gone wayward. It is the love of God that is flowing through you that will let your children also feel love. Don't equate love with money. Of course, when you have money, you can do things for your children that other people can't do. But show them love, godly love, parental love. Tell them how much you love them. Let your children know that at the moment, this is what I can afford. But you know what? God will bless us. God starts with us from somewhere. And this is not the way we are going to remain. God will change our status. Let your children not hate God, but let them love God. Some children hate God because we are always moaning. We are Christians, we are in church, and we are always telling our children, and God hasn't blessed us this Christmas. If God blesses us, and God this, and the children are confused. But if it's one dress, let the child wear it in happiness. And let the child say, my mother said this is what we have, and I'm proud wearing it. Don't let your children not trust God. If they need something you don't have, let them gather together, go on your knees, and call unto your maker. Call unto your maker. Oh, mommy, I don't know my school fees. Oh, Kwejo, I don't know where your school fees is coming from, but can we go on our knees and pray to God that God send us help, God send us money. They will grow up appreciating God, knowing that God is a doer. Instead of mourning with them, instead of complaining with them, go on your knees with them. Pray with them. Teach them how to rely on God and not man. Bible says, cursed is he who relies on the arm of flesh. That is how we are bringing our children up. We are not covenanting that the covenant keeping God, he never changes. God never sleeps nor slumber. For rent, let's trust God. Can you gather your children in the morning and say, let's pray for daddy, that God bless the works of his hand. You show them Deuteronomy, that you're going out and your coming in shall be blessed. Blessing comes from the Lord. That the little that daddy gives, we serve a God of divine multiplication. Let God multiply this mega fans in this house so that we can enjoy it. That is a Christian woman. That is a Christian man who is upholding God to his children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ Life members, let us drench our children in the blood of Jesus. Don't let us be worldly, let us be godly parents. Do you know our children learn from us? They emulate us a lot. Don't be fooled in thinking your children don't watch. They watch. So the steps that you take is the same steps that your children will take. Instead of complaining about God, and God hasn't made us this sin, praise God in their presence. Teach them how to pray. Tell them the truth from a biblical point of view. Psalm 8, the verse 2. Psalm 8, the verse 2. Out of the mouth of babies and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mayest still the enemy and the avenger, the enemy of drugs, the enemy of the internet, the enemy of them, television. Some of you sit and the films and movies you watch with your children, some are 18 rated. You are sitting watching with them with 2-3 year olds, 4 year olds. And you ask them, watch, I'm going to the kitchen. One day I come, tell me what went on. Why don't you slot a Jesus CD and sit down with them? Why don't you put a Christian movie and sit down with them? I don't want to mention names. With the programs that you watch, some of them speaking the language that you don't even understand. You are so glued to it, sitting and watching with your children. Oh, Kofi, I'm going out. When I come, tell me everything that went on. Slot something profitable. Put music that they can dance to it. You can have fun. Don't be a Christian parent who is boring. You let them feel that Christianity is so boring. They don't want to follow God. You've become stiff. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I mean, relax. You're at home. Enjoy your children. Put in movies. Put in discussions. Bring Bible discussions. Let's discuss. You are making fun. I say it's funky to be a Christian parent. It's funky. There are so many things there that we can do. Instead of wasting your eyes and your ears on things that are not important. What are you showing your children? What are they seeing? What are they hearing? They are a covenant to us. Out of the mouth of babies, God has ordained strength. The children that you see that they are weak, they have strength because their strength is ordained from heaven. They have, when you tell them, when you preach to them, they have strength to withstand peer pressure. They have strength to withstand things. If only we have time and pray for them, some of them will be even going where what God will reveal to you in dreams. Instead of attacking our children, tell them how good and precious they are and pray with them. There are times you have to confront them. This is the character you have. If I be a Christian mother, this character will drop off you. I will pray it off you. They will stand at the gates of their enemies. The enemy of drug addiction. The enemy. Any plot, anything that the devil wants to use against your children, it is an enemy. Are you ready to tell your children that though they are hopeless now, God can turn their uselessness around? They are a sign and they are a wonder. Can you tell them that for me? Can you say they have strength out of the babies? God has given them strength. Say, I have strength. 3 John, the chapter 1, the verse 41. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. It gives God joy to know that the children he's giving to the two of us, they are walking in truth. Are your children walking in truth? Do your children understand and know God? How many of your children have Bibles? How many of you have the time to even once a week do morning devotion with your children? Have you held half nights? Have you and your children fasted together before? Have you? I pray God that it gives God greater joy for him to hear that our children are walking in truth. Is your child walking in truth? I'm not saying that tie them. You see, they get to a certain age. Do you know you cannot tie them to your leg? They get to a certain age, you know, they will not want to listen to you. They look at you like in our times we used to say a cake. But some of you want your children to like you. At times it's a mother's business not to be liked in order to be strict. It is difficult for them to walk in truth, but try it. Bible says even when they grow old, at times they will go wayward. But in their old age, they know a little bit of God. So as they are going wayward, the God factor that you've put in them, combined with your prayer, will draw them back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It can draw them back. I'm almost ending with my message. That we serve a God who wants us to walk in truth. In Deuteronomy 4, the verse 40. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou may prolong the days upon the earth which the Lord my God giveth to thee. Are you able to tell the commandments of the Lord to your children? That it's not good for you to fornicate. You can court, but it's not good. Sex before marriage is called fornicating. It's not dating. Are you able to tell them? Not only the girls, so we forget to tell the boys. Boys also fornicate. Are you able to tell them that you cannot dress in a certain way? Are we able to tell them you cannot behave in a certain way? Are we able to tell them that you cannot? God said we should give them the commandments that they must go, including our children, so that our days shall be long on earth. Are we able to tell them that it's not good to steal? Are we able to tell them it's not good to be disrespectful? These days, I don't know, you meet children and they even forget to greet your elders. But when we were little, our parents used to say, "Ushia peni achiano." Now they say, and those who want to greet you, "Hi. What's up, y'all?" No. Can we allow our children to be modest? You see, Christian mothers, I don't want to go there. And at times you ask them, is this a church elder's daughter? Is this a church elder's son? Are we able to do it? My prayer for you, as I lead you in prayer, Psalm 127, we've read it. Everybody knows that children are a gift. My Bible says, and the child Jesus grew and was strong. Jesus grew. And as he was growing, he was strong in knowledge and in stature. Are you able? Even Jesus was allowed to grow. These days, we don't allow our girls to grow. They are having 10, 12, they are having weave on. Some of us have even bleached our young children. In the name of fashion, some of them ask 10, 11, makeup. You can't tell whether they are babies or they are women. Can we allow our children to grow at their pace and not to put pressure on them? Can we rise, or if you're at home and whatever you have in your hand, or you can go on your knees if you know you've made a mistake. And I want you to cry unto the Lord. And I want you to tell the Lord that Daniel, as little as he was, had an excellent spirit. God, I need an excellent spirit in my child. I need for you to touch my child. I'm speaking to a mother. You can pick water. If you have communion, pick it. And this is for women whose children have gone wayward. The blood of Jesus is able to change. The blood of Jesus is able to make new. And they overcame him by the blood. We will overcome drug addiction by the blood. We will overcome prostitution by the blood. We will overcome waywardness by the blood. We will overcome other vices by the blood. Are you ready? But for my first prayer topic, oh God, give my children an excellent spirit. Where they are lacking in school, open their minds up. Let them learn and let them know. But God, as I'm giving them knowledge from school, give me the ability to also give them godly wisdom. Open your mouth, begin to pray. Mandoroba Santa, Libandaraba Guantata, Tabandele Bayan Dorocato, Labantu Libanto Santiada, Mandereba Guanta, Mandule Dandudada.
Pray.
Oh God, I dedicate my children to you. God, I rededicate my children to you. Father, give them an excellent spirit. If at the age of maybe 17 years, Daniel was able to stand different. My Bible says, and they offered them food. They say he was able, as little as he was able to say, we will not eat this food. But the laws concerning my country said, we should not eat food given to idols. We will not eat the king's food, but we will eat our own food. We will eat beans, we will eat other things. And the end of the day, we trust God. See if you will not be different. Pray. Daniel and the friends didn't eat food of this world. They didn't eat food of other media stations. They ate food set before them, but God took them out. They stood different. As your children are forging forward, not to eat the food of this world, may they stand different. May they stand different. May they stand different. Oh, I decree by command that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, pray. If it's a spiritual issue, I will not take spiritual issues out. Some of us, and most of the time, demons and witches and other places, they see where your son is going. At times it's a generational curse. There is something in our family. If you're a mother here and you've seen something in your bloodline that you don't want, I'm giving you the opportunity to stop it, because my Bible says that I shall cleanse every blood that is not cleansed. We carry the DNA of Jesus. Mother, father, I don't want you from today to stand and say, son and papa, it's an error. Son and mamete, I dear way dear you will say no. Our parents have eaten Saudi and now the children's tooth are undead. But the same is together from now. Every mother, every father will pay for his own sins. My Bible says, and Isaac made an attempt to open his father's well. Even the patriarch Abraham, who was blessed and wanting holiness and wanting righteousness, God said, no, I will not let you open your father's well. Open your own well. He opened the first one, they took it. He did the second one, they did it. He moved a little further. I want you to move from generational care. I want you to move from ancestral curses. And my Bible says, as he moved a little further, he dug his own well. I prophesy to a child who is working under the auspices of the father and mother's destiny, you will dig your own well. You will dig your own well. You will dig your own. And he named the well Rebahos. And according to Bible, the water in the well was nicer than the former well. Your well is nicer. Your well is nicer. You will drink from your own well. No child will drink from a dirty well. Every struggle that I went through, I forbid my children. Any character that didn't work for me, I forbid it. Can you stop that knowledge that says you fear the sanity? No. No. Mm-mm. It is wrong. Say it's an error. They will dig their own well and they will drink from their own well. I pray as I lift the second prayer. If it's a demonic tendency, if it's witchcraft orchestration, to defy your child and to prevent your child from being who God has ordained him to be, I curse every Philistine spirit that was able to draw Samson. Anything that draws you, it was women that drew Samson into Philistine and ended him the way he ended. Anything that is drawing your child, I stand as a prophetess of God and I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Mandorobo Santaraba, Makoto Yekete, La Bakoto Kata, Makote Kekeke, Manduria Katasia, La Bakato Kata, Mashia Doraba, Makote Kekaka, Makondere Mazua. I want for you to gather your children around you. And if you are a father at home, you are the prophet of the house. Can you lay hands on the head of your children? And may you begin to speak goodness into them. My Bible says, Isaac digged again the wells of water which had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines have stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after names by which he attempted Hakabayaba to name the wells, the old name, any old name, the name of premature death, the name of prostitution, the name of stealing and robbery. In a family that wants to rename itself in your children, I stand in the name of Jesus and I declare that your father's mistakes are not your mistakes. I want a father to lay hands on the children and I want for you to begin praying. And if you are here, the cameraman elders, I feel the presence of God here. Begin to declare that which I've gone through, my children will not go through. That which I suffered, my children will not suffer. Lift your covenant up. Lift it up and begin to declare. Declare over it. Speak into it. I speak into the life of my Mystica. I speak into the life of my youngest child that every mistake I've made, anything I've fought, I pave way with my life that they will not go through it. The old wells will not be opened. The old wells will not be open. We close the old wells. We close the old wells. The names that was called to them in our family, maybe you call them certain names. This family are thieves. This family are armed robbers. This family are barren. Those old names, we reject it in the name of Jesus. By the covenant of the living God. We walk in a new order. We walk in a new name. Behold, for I do a new thing. It's a new thing that the blood of Jesus is doing. It's a new thing that God wants to do in this Easter. That which you've suffered, some characters inherited from our father's side and our mother's side, I declare that our children will not inherit it. I end by saying, for the sons and children and daughters that God has given to us, they are for signs and they are for wonders. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice who is barren, it's ungodly. It was not so from the beginning. God didn't say we should be barren. He said we should be fruitful. So lift your covenant, put your hand on your womb, look for water. I will pray. And as I pray God that everything, anything in your womb, be it fibroid, be it low sperm count, be it blocked tubes, be it the lining of your womb that is not working well, we serve a healer. He is the Lord that healeth. Father, you said that we should go, we should multiply, be fruitful, and multiply after our own kind. It is your instruction that you gave in the Garden of Eden. Father, you said none shall be barren. That is your word. Every woman under the sound of my voice, any family under the sound of my voice who is looking for the fruit of the womb, receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in the name of Jesus. May God shock you. May God set open your womb. If it's demonic, I bind every spirit of witchcraft. I bind shrine. I bind the occult that is preventing you from receiving the fruit of the womb. I break the iron heaven and the brass heavens. May God hear you. And let God have mercy on us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning I come before you. Thank you for your word that has come. The Lord, we shall covenant our children with you. If there's any child who is not doing well in school, by the laying out of hands at home, may God change your brain. May He enlarge your brain that you go to school and you will absorb. You'll be a shocker to the teachers. May God, we speak to children who are not serious in school. We speak to children who are bound with drug addiction. We speak to children who are in a relationship that is ungodly. We speak into the life of children who are sick. I speak into Kolebu, any child of cancer, any child who is sick of any cancer, any child who is sick, brain tumors, child who are sick in the womb, child who are sick, premature babies, I pray into our various hospitals beyond Ghana that the healing power of God would touch children who are covenanted, and children, through them, their parents will come and know God. Let God heal. I pray for Christ Life children, that none of our children will go wayward. None of our children will fall. None of our children will not do well in school. I rededicate and covenant on behalf of the church concerning our children. I stand in the stead of every parent that we speak life, we speak blessings, we speak favor, we speak righteousness into the life of our children. Even Cain, who made the mistake, he said, God, mark me. We mark our children with the mark of God, that none shall die a premature death. Childhood sicknesses will not touch them. They will not go wayward. They will not smoke. They will not be drunkards. They will not be drug addicted. They will not be whoredom after other men and women. We separate them. Bible said, and Saul stood the shoulder high. Everywhere our children stand in Christ's life, may they stand the shoulder high. In the name of Jesus, blessings and shalom. Amen.